when they caught me jacking off.
Hatred, same with choir boys.
Jacking off.
It was like 15, 9, 11.
When they caught me jacking off.
Please clap.
When they caught me jacking off.
The federal government intends to charge me with crimes.
Jacking off. So that I felt uncomfortable. Jacking off.
It was like 15, 9, 11.
When they caught me jacking off.
Patriots sang with choir boys.
Jacking off. So that I felt uncomfortable.
Masturbation is completely normal.
It was like 15, 9, 11.
When they caught me jacking off. When they caught me jacking off.
In a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Jacking off.
It was like 15, 9, 11.
When they caught me jacking off.
Patriots sang with choir boys.
I am personally overwhelmed by this decision.
I used to be on a steel reserve budget. I don't miss those days.
Yeah. It used to make me, like, angry.
Yeah. It's like, what, 12% or some shit?
Yeah, it's got very high gravity.
See, it's either 9 or 12%, something like that.
Something absurd. But same thing with Natty Daddy.
Those are only like 6%.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Those fuck you up.
Well, I told you, any of that ice. We used to gamble on Xbox. My buddy bring Natty Ice instead of Natty Light. And I'd be winning. Then all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm crushing them natty ices. Next thing you know, I'm losing. Then we would get in a fight, start breaking furniture and shit. My wife would get pissed.
Sounds like a typical natty daddy kind of day.
Right.
Yeah, but it's 2/13, February 8th, 2025.
Yep. Yeah, Carl just left his voicemail like 10 minutes ago.
That's cool. I'm glad Carl's coming back.
He's got to be fucking drunk.
Never know what alcohol's going to tell you.
Well, he was up when I went to sleep, and he told me he was fucked up then. Unless he woke up and or went to sleep and woke back up. Oh, well.
When I texted you, I was fucking drunk.
Yeah. When?
Like 10 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start getting a little bit more into religion and stuff. And yes, I went to Bible study last night.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering what spurred it.
Maybe that helped a little.
What is it? I mean, is it... So, like, I feel like... Is it... You think it's just, like, because you're going to this that you're feeling... not attracted, but, like, called or, like, trying to seek something that you weren't before? He's talked about religion and things like that, but, like, why... Do you think going to that Bible study with your wife has made a difference in your wanting to find more?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, so we were covering last night we were covering Matthew 16 through 22. And then next Friday we're going to finish. So 23 through 28. 28 is the last chapter. That's when Jesus goes on the cross and all that, I think. Yeah, man. Like, when you read it, well, like, if you already know you're gonna have to discuss it, it kind of just hits a little different. You know what I mean? It feels like I retain it and understand it better because I have a purpose to read it. You know what I mean? Instead of just like going over it. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's food for the soul, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like it's food for the soul, for the mind, for the spirit. Like, it's not something that you digest right away. It'll be like you'll read something and you'll be thinking about it while you're driving, and all of a sudden, like, it clicks, and you're like, "Oh my God, that is so applicable in my life."
Yeah.
Or that resembles something that I'm going through, or something like that.
Right. And the red letter print, man, like, it's weird because you can read it one day, and then you can read it like 2 months later, and you interpret it a totally different way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just weird, man. It's like a magic book.
It is. So this story was told at an event I went to back in November. Kind of started my religious kind of like awakening a little bit. The guy said that he had kind of like passed out from taking so many drugs. He wanted to die. But for some reason, he heard two knocks on the door. And those two knocks was his friend who was coming to pick him up to go to the bar to go drink and do more drugs. And he said his friend was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you're fucked up." And so they didn't go to the bar together, but that friend went to the bar and told all the other friends, you know, the other drug addicts and alcoholics, that their friend was looking really out of shape, like really bent out of shape. And so one of the bar people, somebody, another alcoholic, another drug addict, called that guy's sister. And that led to one of his family members knocking on his door. And he says, "I don't remember how I heard the knock, but it was the thing to save my life, and it was two knocks." And then he said that when he first opened the Bible, he opened it to Revelations, which he's like, "I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like, this is the apocalypse, the end of the world." But then he said, "One day I opened it up, and the first chapter, the first thing that opened up was to God talking about how he will knock on your door twice for you to answer."
Huh.
Yeah. It was kind of interesting. And then I think I talked about it back in November, back last year, when I was doing really good in my sobriety right after this event. Like, literally the next day, my son was going through a tough situation, and he knocked on my door two times. Had I not been sober, had I not been, like, just living in the moment, I don't think I would have heard those knocks. I would have not been able to help my son. I would have not have been able to, like, curb what my wife, you know, his mother was feeling. I would have been an asshole. I don't know, man. I think religion is a good thing, man. I need it. I think seeking the good word is a good thing, man.
Right. Well, all you got to do is look at some of the people that don't believe and look how their life is going. You know, I don't want that. I mean, I'm not really talking about politics, but I think we know what, you know, you got satanic pedophiles on one side and, right? Yeah.
I had to cut the video there, but okay.
No, I didn't. I forgot to record video. Sorry, people. Maybe next week.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good. Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Next week we'll do the video. Fuck it.
I was wondering what your thing about video was for this week.
I told you, somebody messaged me asking why we don't do more video content.
I'll mail them an 8x10. It'll last longer.
Yeah. I mean, they've already got us on video.
Yeah.
But that's funny, you were talking about somebody called the dude's sister, because that happened to me. But when I was when I was doing crack back home. I've talked about this before on this show. Like, first I was selling it, and then one night I wound up doing it, and then I got some of my friends on it, and then they got some of our other friends on it, and then we were just kind of going out having fun. You know, I didn't feel like it was a big deal, but then as the word started getting around, you know what I mean, and then I don't know how long it went on, probably like a summer. And then somebody told my sister I was a crackhead. And so I went and beat his ass, and then I stopped doing crack. Yeah. When you hear something like that, it wakes you up, man, you know?
Yeah.
Because I just thought I was having fun. And I was never hooked on it, but a lot of my friends were. And some of them are dead, and some of them are still doing it, you know, but.
Yeah, I don't think I realized that I was addicted to crack when I was doing crack. But I ended up, you know, like selling shit. I ended up buying shit from friends just to support the habit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, like, you, dude, it was a
crazy fucking lifestyle.
When you're high, you will sell shit. I mean, but if you're really hooked on the shit, if you're selling shit when you're not high, that's when you know you got a fucking problem. I mean, when you're high, you always want to get more shit, or you want to get some more, but like when I wasn't, like when I would wake up the next day, I wouldn't even want the shit.
Yeah, I think I would feel like that at times, but eventually I ended up getting it.
Yeah.
I really do not know. I do not know how to explain how the hell I ever stopped doing crack. I don't know how. There was no like detox. There was no like rehab. There was no phase where I felt sick or anything. And yet I cannot shake the shackles of alcohol.
Yeah.
Notice that crack is not mentioned in the Bible, but alcohol is.
Hey, isn't Jesus! Jesus drank wine.
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
It's like when we were finishing Bible study, the one chick was talking about, you know, she's not married, so she feels guilty, like if she sleeps with a man or something like that. Not that she is right now, but it was. She got on that, something about that. And then she started talking about vices and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, I'm out. Because we were wrapping it up and we were getting ready to head out. And I said, well, hey, I'm going to go drink beer right now. And she's like, well, that's fine as long as you don't drink too many. And I said, well, I don't, I may or may not.
Yeah, so I was having a discussion with somebody, with the guy, that Jesus guy I met at Speedway, about what is better. Like, is it better to abstain completely 100% and, like, fight the urge and whatever? Or is it better to be in control? Be able to have, like, one or two and not let it, you know, get the best of you. Which one is better? I don't know.
I don't
think that there is a definition for better for every single person.
Right.
But I think that there is a definition for each individual person on a case-by-case basis. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think I've tried this whole thing of, like, hey, today I'm only going to have, you know, so many.
When you say one or two, I mean, I know you drink ice, right? To me, one or two, like, if I'm drinking, I don't drink Natty Light anymore. I drink Keystone Light. They're the new sponsors of the show. But, like, if I just drink two, it's like, that's just going to piss me off. I can't do it.
But you know what I mean? Like, don't let it lead you to do bad decisions. You know, which is kind of like what you and I kind of, like, share sometimes, you know, like, we do it to the point where maybe we become pieces of shit and we miss work, or you know, say the wrong thing at the wrong place. You know, as long as we can avoid those things and just kind of like just have it be like a easygoing thing, I think. I don't know. Is there some worth to that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I also understand at the same time that some people, which I'm still trying to find out which one I am, and I think I'm more of this one, I just straight up need to abstain. I can't do it. I don't think that ice beer, light beer, or anything like that is going to fucking help me. I really don't know what it is. I'm not a liquor guy.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed to drink liquor anymore. I've become a demon. For real.
Yeah.
I'm either, literally, I'm either chasing pussy or I'm trying to hurt another man. And there is no in between. All right. I don't remember what we were talking about. We paused it.
I think we were talking about drinking habits and religion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because I was actually about to say I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about. But. No, but.
Let me change subjects unless you got something else. I don't want to talk about alcoholism right now. I'm drinking.
Okay. All right. No, I get it. But the,
no,
the
I'm
beautiful
kidding.
Thing is, God doesn't expect perfection.
True.
God wants to work with the person that needs work.
Right.
And help us get better. So what I wanted to say was just thank you for kind of like spurring this subject on. Because
yeah.
It's only better when you surround yourself with like-minded people and like-minded places. Life gets better.
Yeah. I was going to say you could come, but you're probably at work every Friday at 5:30. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am.
Some other dude showed up. Another dude showed up today. He was pretty funny. He was sarcastic. He seemed like he was sarcastic, but he was serious. Because he's really like an introvert and he's quiet. And
he might have been like deflecting.
Yeah. And so she was like, well, I just want to know where you're at. Like, do you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And he's like, he just got quiet for a minute. And she's like, I'm gonna take that as a no. And then he slammed his fist on the table and he's like, I'm here for Jesus. But it looked like he was joking. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
That's interesting.
But like she said before he got there, she was saying he might show up. She said he's like an introvert. I'm like, well, I'm not really a social butterfly myself. I might talk a lot in here, but like at work, nah. It's like I told you before. People found out we had a podcast and they couldn't believe it because I don't. I've worked with people for years that I've never said hello to. I swear to God.
People can believe that I have a podcast. People cannot believe that I'm sort of religious and I'm sort of conservative.
Yeah.
They're like, you? And I'm like,
yeah.
What does that mean?
People just assume it's a lot of it's because of the mainstream news. Like, they just assume, like, if you're a Hispanic or a black, that you're just automatically a Democrat or a liberal. You know what I mean? And we talked about this before, man. Like, you talk to, like, Cubans, they're, like, fucking hardcore fucking, because they've been there. They've seen that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We've talked about it. And the funny part is my dad recently brought up, so my parents are now carrying their naturalization papers.
Oh.
Yeah, like they're trying to like cover all their bases. Like they're Democrats, and
wow,
and oh my god, I forgot where I was going with this. What was it? Oh my god, I forget where I was going with this.
I will. But also, I forgot you went on Clement Fupa's show the other night, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
How was that?
Apparently, according to the women in my house, it was too long. But it was fun, and that's why it was long.
Did they air it, or it just lasted too long in your house?
No, they haven't. They haven't put it out yet.
Yeah, I haven't gotten anything from them for a while.
He's going to trim it down a little bit and everything.
They love Billy Joel. That reminds me. Billy Joel was one of the Camel Toe songs. Remember, we talked about Camel Toe for a couple weeks in a row.
Which Billy Joel song?
It goes like this. La da da di di da boom. Play us a song, you're the Camel Toe. Play a song tonight. Oh, good old Camel Toe.
Got us feeling all right.
Shit.
Fucking Camel Toe. Remember that thing I showed you that you can buy to have for a guy to have a Camel Toe?
Oh, yeah. That is fucking creepy. Who thought of that? And what pervert thought of that? Jesus.
I was showing it to people at work. They couldn't believe it either. I mean, it's kind of gross.
But, I was talking about answered prayers and stuff today. And I can't remember if I ever talked about it on this podcast. I mean, I've had a few different answered prayers but usually it takes years or months. All right, so they have this health fair at work, and the only reason I did it was because you get a free T-shirt. You remember me talking about this?
No.
Okay. So they'll draw blood from your finger, and then they'll take your blood pressure, and you got to fill out a questionnaire and all that shit. And I'm guessing, like, I can't remember if I – because I get pissed off at work a lot. And I can't remember if I was pissed off right before I fucking went to talk to this nurse or whatever. But she took my blood pressure, and she's like, "This is, like, really high. Like, you probably should get looked at." And it was weird because I can't remember if it was for, like, I remember I told you I went to my wife's doctor for about my ears because my ears were ringing. And I Googled it, and it said something about earwax. And then she looked in my ears, and she's like, "You have, like, zero earwax. You need to go to the VA. You know what I mean?" I think it might have been that day.
You sound like Alex Jones. You're yeah. Frog's curve.
You can look it up. I've got the documents. But, but, yeah, so the lady at work took my blood pressure, and she's like, "Oh my god, this is, like, really high." And I'm like, "Oh fuck." So then I was worried about it the rest of the day, because she's like acting like it was life or death. And so I was driving, I left work, and I'm driving to my doctor's appointment, and I started praying. I'm like, "God, you know I'm not going to take none of these medicines. You know, help me." Right? And so I said, "There ain't no way I'm taking medicine. You know that." And then, so I got to the doctor's appointment, checked in. They told me to sit down for a minute. And I just got super fucking tired. which usually never happens, especially like if I'm not at home. You know, it was just unusual. And so I like literally fell asleep for just maybe a split second. And then they're like, Mr. Fox? I'm like, yeah. And so I get up, follow her. First thing they do, take my blood pressure. And she takes my blood pressure. She's like, 120 over 80. Perfect. And so I thought to myself, I just need to relax. Need to quit being pissed off. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an answer prayer, but I swear to God, I never get tired like that. Especially if I'm moving around, going place to place. It's weird.
Yeah. Something like that, like, it might seem insignificant, but I mean, think about it. Like, your blood pressure came down and you were able to live again. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You were gifted that, and that's something beautiful. And maybe your prayer was answered. Or maybe it was just that little nap you took. But like you said, you don't usually take naps.
Right.
So is it a coincidence? Yeah. Dude, this shit happens, like, I'm telling you, like, we've been talking about it since November, since I went to that event, since I've been trying to try to get back into the right path, you know, reconnecting with a friend who has done a great job of being sober and finding his faith and rebuilding his family. Like a lot of stuff, like, dude, it almost seems laughable when you try to tell people, like, you know, like, this happened to me, and then I asked for this, and then this happened to me again, and it all worked out. Like, people sometimes don't believe you, but I don't know, man. I really do. I don't know. It makes me laugh because I would have never, like, if you would have told me, like, 5 years ago that I would be thinking this way, I wouldn't have believed you. If you'd have told me 6 months ago that I'd be thinking this way, I wouldn't have believed you. And I just keep getting, like, moment after moment, it seems like this cannot be a coincidence. This has to be something greater. And then the other thing is, even if it's not a coincidence, even in our failures, God will use us as an example to somebody else.
Right.
So yep. even at our worst, God still has a purpose for us, because we can still be redeemed, we can still be saved, and somebody can say, "Hey, look, that guy was worse than me, so why can't I be saved?" And I think that's really the true proof in the pudding. Like I always talk about, like, all my kids, they're all good. They don't have any addictions. They're normal. Is it because of what I had to go through and what they had to see? You know, like, all my failures, all my missteps. Was that the point of the journey? You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times, like, I feel, like, guilty and shameful about, like, the fact that I'm a piece of shit. But at the same time, did those moments of being a piece of shit create a better world? Because I'm just one guy. I'm just one piece of shit. But now there are five other kids out there, you know, that are doing better.
All right. Well, maybe this is just me trying to let myself off the hook. But I feel like we talked about this before. I feel like it falls on the mother. Because the dad is the provider. He's at work all the time. You know what I mean? And, like, I got a lot of kids from different women. And I can tell a difference in the mother. And I've been a part of all their lives. You know what I mean? As much as I can when I'm not at work. But I think it really comes down to the mother, man. You know, the mother is the provider or the nurturer. You know, especially like, I got four daughters and a son. And especially with the daughters, like, that's who teaches them how to be a woman. You know what I mean? I can't do that. But I don't know. I just feel like the man is a provider. Like back in our ancestors, the father was out hunting all day to bring home the food. You know what I mean? And that's what we're doing now to an extent. Well,
so hey, did you hear about this? Like, why would the UN be at a construction site in Indiana? Like, in the United States?
No, I didn't hear about that. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean when you say UN?
United Nations.
Yeah, but...
Yes, so this guy released a video of him at a construction site, and there are the blue helmets.
Oh, that's what I was asking. What do you mean when you say UN? I was asking what you mean. That's weird.
Yeah. But there's no more, there's no other information released about it that I have found.
I wouldn't expect that under the Trump cabinet.
So, have you ever heard about this theory that that the Bible takes place in America and not in Israel? Yes,
yeah, I've heard that. And we talked about that at the Bible study. She goes, how do we know? If you don't have faith, how do you know that Jesus lived? And I said, well, there's archaeological evidence. And then she said something about Israel. And I'm like, no, not Israel. I'm talking about Palestine, Galilee, Jerusalem. I said, Israel, in the Bible, Israel was not a place. It was a person. All right? Jacob, or it was Abraham, begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. And Jacob was renamed Israel by God, right? And then he had 12 sons. And those were the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. Those were the people of Israel. I think this whole thing's being misinterpreted. And I think you're right with your Jew hatred. No, I really think there's something nefarious going on with not so much the people, but I'm talking about the leadership over there in Israel. Something ain't right. Same with the Vatican.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Is I don't just say anything crappy about just one religion or the other. I think a lot of them have a lot of the burden to carry, including the Vatican. Like, did you hear Mel Gibson talk about how the Catholic Church is not what it used to be? It's a front.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
They all, I mean, it's not just Catholic, though. A lot of the churches are, I mean, mankind cannot, most men cannot control power. Like, power will corrupt them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it is, man. It's like, greed is a very strong thing. I went back and listened to the Tony Cody episode again.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you hear anything? Any new anything about him?
No, I don't know any of his family or nothing. I just know.
How did you find out he passed?
Jack from Network Failure hit me up on Instagram and told me. What's up, Jack?
What up, man?
He's been dealing with Clem and Fupa, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one thing that we talked about that I always like to bring up and point out is, when I did the episode with Clem and Fupa, like, it was so chill. Like, we talked everything. We talked politics. I talked Donald Trump. I talked ICE, immigration, the Jews, the blacks.
And
we had a great time. And, you know, I think that's really the main message of any like podcast, I think, is that you can talk with people and be civil.
No, it's nice. It's cool to know a couple like that are like left and then we're still good friends. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It ain't got to be warfare because when it comes down to it, man, it really, it's so insignificant, you know. I mean, I don't want to say that because, like I said, it just felt like we were being run by satanic pedophiles, but it is nice to have Trump in there. It feels like we have a little bit of breathing room.
Indeed.
And it's funny because remember I told you this that introvert dude that showed up at the Bible study.
Yeah.
He was like a big Trump dude. And then he started, the lady that was running it, Kelly, she got mad because she's like, "All right, can we stop talking about Trump and Elon?" And I'm like, I said, no, I really don't trust Elon. Like, I feel like Trump was so impressed with Elon because, first of all, he fired like 77% of Twitter. And then their profit went from like 600,000 or 600 million to like 1.2 trillion or some shit with last after he fired 70 something percent. And you know Trump loves business, so he was like, "Oh, that's impressive. I think I have a hard on." You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm about to say.
Right. So yeah. But it's like I said, "Look, I'd rather everybody at the Bible study all are Trump people, basically." And I said, "Look, we all would rather have Trump, but let's hope that Trump isn't deceived by Elon because Elon's mother was involved in the occult, you know, and I just hope he learned from the first 4 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, because Elon's got so much fucking shit going on. I don't know how you can fucking do Doge and Twitter and fucking Tesla and SpaceX. How do you fucking do all this shit at the same time?
The Boring Company.
And still be put out more tweets than fucking Trump. Elon's like one of the biggest tweeters out of fucking X that there is, man. How's this? He's got to have fucking clones or something. I don't know what's going on.
He's a cyborg.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all. Him and Zuckerberg.
They're androids. Yeah, I don't know either. You know, like, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, I'm done believing in political figures. I mean, yeah, I will still be, like, I will still have an opinion, but, like, I don't know, man. Like, we always joke about this, and Lisa and Lily hate me saying this, but I can't wait for Jesus to come.
Right,
I just want it to end. I just want to reset. Let's get a new start.
I'll tell you what. I think we're getting there, man, because what was it? All right, so like before the flood, right? We're talking about Noah, right?
One of the first conspiracy theorists.
Yes. Yeah. He kept telling people it was going to rain. Nobody believed him. And he built this ark like a fuck, like he had a tinfoil hat on the whole time. And him and his family were the only ones that made it. But I think before the flood, technology was more advanced than what we are seeing today. Yeah. Know what I mean? I really do believe that. Because there's a lot of gaps in the Bible. Like, they don't explain a lot because back when it was written, it was like common knowledge what happened. You know, they'll leave shit out. But, like, they said the fallen angels came down and taught mankind all the technology. You know, all the all the different things that they say were bad, like astrology, metallurgy, cosmetology, all that shit. But I think there was more than that. Like they probably had fucking cell phones and everything else, iPads. Maybe not. Maybe they weren't called iPads. All right.
Interesting.
Oh, shit. Hey, did you hear that?
Are we recording?
Yeah. So Trump is working with Russia and Ukraine, and it's going to be ended by like mid-April. And he has plans to build a DMZ like in fucking Korea. Okay. Between Ukraine and Russia. Now, I don't know if we're paying for it. I really doubt that. But considering all the money we've already sent over there, and then Zelensky said he didn't even get half of it. Did you hear about that?
No.
Zelensky went on some talk show, and they were asking about all the billions that have been sent to Ukraine. And most of it, he didn't even... Never even went to Ukraine. It's just a politician. That's this USAID. I forget what it stands for.
USAID or something like that?
No. No, it's not USAID. Let's see. All right. It stands for the U.S. Agency for International Development. All right. It's basically the biggest money laundering scheme ever. They get so much fucking money. And Trump and Elon Musk are fucking knocking it all down, man. And people are losing their shit.
Yeah, weren't they sending like $60 million in condoms?
Yeah, to Palestine, right? Yeah.
Do you really need condoms to fuck camels?
Hey, come man. On. I thought you didn't like his Jews. Now you're talking shit about the Palestinians.
I don't give a fuck about anybody. I'm an equal hater.
Equal. I call that
an equal opportunity hater.
Equal opportunity destroyer.
Yeah.
Instead of employer. Okay. So we got, you ever heard of the Turk and Caicos Islands? I don't know if I'm saying that right. Turk. No. Okay. Anyway, the past couple of episodes we had like, they were like the top listeners. Like there was like a shitload of fucking listeners, right? So I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, so I'm like, who lives on? And I started, you know, I'm fucking paranoid. So I started, I'm like, who lives on Caicos Island? Let me read you the list. I'm not saying they live there, but they have property there. All right. Who do you think was the first person? Bill Gates.
Know, man. Oh, my God.
The first one on the list was Bill Gates, Brad Pitt, Bruce Willis, Michael Douglas, Lionel Messi. I don't even know who that is. A soccer player. Ryan Seacrest, Katie Couric, Justin Bieber, Shaquille O'Neal, the Kardashians, Taylor Swift, Heidi Klum, Rihanna, John Legend. That tells me there's pedophiles there.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with that John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, dude. That motherfucker is a demon.
Yeah. Fucking soft, punchable face.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. I cannot stand that guy.
And he's from Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how he made it.
Are you gonna watch the Super Bowl?
No.
Neither am I.
Fuck those people.
And it's gonna be like I don't know, like, does anybody really want to listen to Kendrick Lamar? I don't think I've ever heard to any Kendrick Lamar music.
I don't even know who he is, and I don't care.
Yeah. Like, where's the days where we had, like, epic bands playing, like, Super Bowls? You know, like...
Oh, well, did you hear Trump's going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I heard that.
So, you're going to see more Trump and Taylor Swift than you're actually going to see football. And I can promise you that.
Yeah, people are paying extra for better seats to see them both. Oh, instead God. Of the Super Bowl.
What the fuck is this world coming to?
Red and Circus, baby.
Roger Goodell has destroyed the NFL, the National Football League. He has destroyed it. And I think he is a homosexual. And I don't know. But he's always hugging motherfuckers at the draft. I'm ready for the draft, I can tell you that. Did you hear we're trading Myles Garrett? Oh, yeah.
Fuck about any of that.
Well, I'm ready for the draft. Now, I'm excited about that.
You got a hard on for it.
Nah, I just want to see my team do well.
Feel of a Jesus. Like.
What?
There's a video of this Jesus, like, just cruising down the streets. You'll find it funny. I think it's funny, but check this out.
Talking about, like, a scooter?
Yeah. There's no need for the volume to be on, but he's, like, on some sort of scooter, but it's, like, a cloud.
Okay.
He's feeding the homeless.
All right, well. All right, I got some clips. Shit. Let's see here. Because we're getting back into religion, a lot of this shit is religious stuff. I can't remember what this is about, but I saved it, so it must be good.
The Israel in the Bible is not the same Israel as today. And I know what you're thinking, and you're already jumping into conclusions, but hear me out.
I was talking about this earlier.
People are over here fighting and debating over a misunderstanding of what Israel actually means. They think that the modern Israel is the same as the Israel God promised in the Bible. It's not. In the Bible, Israel means two things. First, Israel was a person. In Genesis 32, Jacob wrestled with God, literally fought him all night long. And after that, God changed his name to Israel, which means he struggles with God. Second, Israel became a nation. Jacob's 12 sons became the 12 tribes of Israel, God's chosen people. But hear this out, they were not chosen because of their land. They were chosen because of God's promise. The nation of Israel existed under kings like David and Solomon. But guess what? They lost their land. They were exiled because they turned away from God. Fast forward today, Israel was founded in 1948 as a political state. But that's not the same as biblical Israel. It's not ruled by biblical law. Not everyone there is a descendant of the 12 tribes. And the land does not define God's people. Faith does. So when people think that defending modern day Israel is the same as defending God's chosen people, no, you're missing the whole point of scripture. God's Israel was never.
I like that.
My bad. I forgot I was muted.
Yeah. That was submitted by a very bearded individual.
Yeah.
But I agree with him. I like that. That's a very, historically accurate perspective.
He's right. And I was talking about that earlier, and it might be, maybe I was copying off of him.
You were.
But I knew that.
You're honest. That's beautiful.
All right, this is a really short clip, but it's this black dude's doing an interview. And then he sneezes and he sneezes during the interview, blesses himself, and then says thank you. Alright? I don't know why it's so damn funny to me.
Dedication to different character things. Listen, thank you that I got here. So dedication to different character things. Listen, thank you that I got here. So dedication to different
What does he say? Like, bless me or bless?
He sneezed and then he said, bless you. And then he said, thank you to himself. All right, here's another one. Really short.
How many cops does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
None. They just beat the shit out of the room for being black. How many?
All right.
So
smoking that shit. Smoking that shit.
I was about to call you up. I'm not saying that. That is actually one of our best lines from our podcast. People that I know in my regular life,
yeah,
they listen to the podcast, they'll be like, smoking that shit.
Nice. Smoking that shit. All right.
Yep.
Here's another one.
What's your favorite Bible story?
When Jesus made the water into wine.
Yes, that was a miracle, wasn't it?
Yes.
And what does the story about Jesus making the water into wine teach us?
When you run out of wine, get on your knees and pray.
I don't know. Let's see. What else do I got? Kanye. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, did you see where Kanye went on Twitter and was talking about Hitler?
And Diddy.
I didn't see nothing about Diddy. It says, call me Yadolf Hitler, and your bitch still wants to fuck. And then he says, Hitler was so fresh. I'm going to normalize talking about Hitler the way talking about killing niggas has been normalized.
Nice. He's just reading it this for us. He didn't mean that.
Oh, no, I'm just reading tweets from Kanye West. I'm not going to kill anyone. It's against the law.
Yeah, so that was interesting. But, I mean, you have read how, you know, like, in terms of conspiracies, like, were the Nazis really, was Hitler really thinking about, you know, like cleansing his country? kind of like what Trump is doing, like by canceling DEI, canceling the trans shit.
Supposedly what I mean? All the books they burned were like
gay ones,
trans books and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of that is lost. We don't know. History is written by the winners. I don't know. But yeah. Look at what we're going through. Look at all the damage that has been done. I don't know. I think we're going through the same thing. Like, I have friends all across the spectrum. And some of them do, like, they act different. And I hate that because we used to be cool. And I don't know what's happened. But I don't know. They're all good. We're all good people.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so I wore this beanie because I thought we were going to do video. And I was going to say, yeah, if anybody wants one of these beanies, $10. My wife will hit me up on the email, but we didn't do video.
My wife is doing scrotum warmers. She's
just them. Scrotum warmers?
Yeah, it's by size. Price by size. It'll have a little drawstring so you can like draw it, you know, like tie it up, keep it warm.
Okay, let's see here. And I thought there's another part to this Instagram post. Where is it? Oh, fuck you. Okay, never mind. Well, there was a lady that was fired for refusing the vaccine. And she was awarded $12.7 million in a settlement. Oh, here it is. Wait. Let me move this. There we go. Okay, Lisa Domsk, a dedicated IT specialist with Blue Cross for over 30 years, made headlines for standing firm on her religious beliefs when she refused the COVID vaccine, citing her Catholic faith stance against embryonic stem cell research, her decision led to her termination. However, Domsk didn't back down. She filed a lawsuit claiming religious discrimination and won a staggering $12.7 million settlement.
Damn.
Nice. Congratulations, Lisa. And her husband looks pretty happy, too.
Happy birthday, Lisa. Lisa, it's your birthday.
Okay.
You ever hear that song?
No. All right. I'm going to play Carl here.
Yeah, yeah.
He may or may not be fucked up.
I hope he is.
Hey, it's Carl in the bunker. Not feeling too good. I wanted to talk about Steven Paddock. I went to a deep dive about him, but my voice and sniffling is leaving every 5 fucking minutes. It's not going to be conducive with that. I wanted to get on the episode before it was released so that I didn't have to hear anything anti-Semitic or bigoted from Julio, but I'm not sure how. I guess what I will talk about is Trump's executive orders. Fucking wow. It's insane. I can't believe he's doing all this shit. It's mind-boggling. All the bullshit he's doing with regards to the border, Second Amendment, free speech, stopping other countries from making money off of us and stop us from sending them money as well. It really is amazing. I can't wait to see what happens next. I'm just kind of worried that they're going to fucking kill him. Carlos Bunker is out. Have a nice night.
Yeah.
Nice. That was good.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Yeah, man. Hey, I don't trust any politicians, but It's his second go around, and until he fucks up, I got his back. Right? Like I was saying earlier, I'm not crazy about Elon, but I'm pretty sure Trump learned his first 4 years that you don't trust anybody. So keep your eyes open. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we'll see what happens, man. I got Trump's back until he fucks up. All right?
I got all the Jews back.
Netanyahu?
All of them.
All right. All right, here's another. We got another one. Oh, wait. No, that was the second one here.
Good afternoon, conspiracy soldiers. It's Clem Stump. I talked to Julio last night, but, you know, I still felt like I should call today. First, I heard Julio's story about throwing up orange soda, and I want to let you know, once my friend drank a 2-liter bottle of strawberry soda, not even with alcohol, and threw up in my driveway, and then my newspaper was delivered and dropped in the vomit, and I was so mad. Yeah. Anyway, second, because you guys always talk about it, I wanted to let you know that my grandfather was a Mason. And also, Julio, turn up the gain on your mic. Turn up the gain. You're, like, sounding, like, not quiet. Just, you need to turn up the gain, Julio. Turn it up.
All right. Here's the second part.
Yeah, guys, it's Clem Stump again. I realized I was a little too harsh on Julio and the gang on his mic. I'm just requesting that you turn it up a little bit. It would make you sound a little better, Julio. Also, I wanted to thank you, Fox, for defending the lady helicopter pilot. Because, you know, as the DEI hire of podcasting, I appreciate when people defend the chick. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, it's also Hunter Biden's birthday today. Happy birthday, King Hunter.
Thanks, Clem. And I will always defend lady helicopter pilots. Even if they have a dick.
His words, not mine. No, but thank you, Clem. Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to upgrade something. I think my tower's giving up from all my smoking. Like, it's gotten into like all like the USB ports and all the shit, you know. And then also from all my ejaculations, you know, like coming on the shit. So,
oh my God,
I need.
You're creeping us all out, Julio. You're really creeping us out.
Clem wanted me to say that.
Okay.
Hoopa wanted me to say that. I'll take a picture of the front of this computer.
Nah, I don't want to. I don't want to see it.
I'll use a UV light.
You got anything else?
So I found, remember we were talking about that cartoon, the Animaniacs, that had that video?
Yeah.
That kind of warned us, and I told you I could never find it again?
Yeah.
I found it.
Okay.
Yeah. So listen to this shit, like, how prophetic I feel, and how accurate.
Wait, before you start it. When you're talking about prophetic cartoons, fuck. What, talk about The Simpsons. What else? The Simpsons does it. Who else? There's so many of them. But anyway, I'm going to shut the fuck up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Fuck off. Right,
so
It's not loud.
Let's get some ice cream.
All right, there you go.
Swan. Stachio almond fruit fudge butterscotch delight.
Ingredients. Zinc trisodium aspartate, sorbitol and bisulfate, oxide beta carotene, lactic acid carabine. Grade A milk emulsified, maltodextrin alkalide, silicon deoxalite, lots of sugar, calcified synthetic salt, artificial barley malt, glycerin and aspartate, folic acid.
That tastes great!
Sodium glutamate, dehydrated calcium, sweet oil, butterfat, copper sensor,
all of that.
Great for sugar, cause we love it. Chocolate chips, we want more oven cakes and ice cream. Want to shove it down our throats real fast. Here's a candy bar, you tried it?
Hey, let's all see what's inside it.
Gelatin, nice triglycerin, phosphate, soybean, lecithin, deoxylite, trisilicon, dipped in chocolate, citrus enzymes, BHT, powdered milk, baking soda, carob gum, carbohydrate, sodium glutamate, sodium glutamate, whole grain flour, yeast, and fat.
Time to eat it, I'll do that.
You like sweets a lot, so give us all
you got, and
we'll stuff them in our bodies till they make our insides rot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was,
I mean,
true. It's crazy, isn't it?
93. Yeah. Like, it's right in front of our faces. Like, they don't really try to hide it. And to this day, like, you will talk to people and, you know, like, mention, like, hey, you know, like, that red dye is made from a beetle shell. And they won't believe you.
Or,
The purple Kool-Aid is made from a beetle shell.
Or what about the shit they put fetus cells in? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, they put that in even Big Macs.
Right.
Yeah.
From embryo fetus cells.
Yep.
We're fucking cannibals, and we don't even know it.
Yeah. It really is that, what's that movie? Oh, my God, with the soy.
Oh, soy.
Soylent Green.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, where they were just, like, feeding, like, dead bodies to people.
All right. We're going to end it with this. Unless you got anything else. Now, this dude is not as good as the... I feel like smacking a nigga today from last week. He's like the bargain version. All right.
Yeah, I feel all right now. I came home last night. You wouldn't make love to me. You fell fast asleep. You wouldn't even talk to me.
That's
yeah,
it.
I feel all right now.
I don't know who fucking posted that, but I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, I do have a couple of other things I kind of want to share.
All right, all right.
You know me, I always, and Carl knows this, I always like to make it go longer.
And I'm not putting this out tonight either.
That's fine.
How long is this clip? Because I got to grab a beer. Well, I fucked up. Huh?
You were recording the whole time?
Yeah, I'll cut it out. Man, I hit mute on my mic instead of pause on the recording. Oh well, that's what happens when you drink too much.
Yeah, you never know what alcohol is going to tell you.
You never know what alcohol will say.
Yeah. So we recording now?
Yeah, we've been recording. I'm gonna have to cut that shit out. How'd you know we were still recording?
Because you said it.
No, I just said, oh, shit. And you're like, what, we're still recording? Priest DJ host rave at Christ the Redeemer. I can't hear anything. No, nothing. No. Oh.
I have the sound. Nothing?
No.
What it was is it's a video clip of this priest in Brazil at Christ the Redeemer, the big Jesus statue in Rio.
Yeah.
In Brazil. And he does like an EDM kind of like rave. Which is kind of weird.
Yeah, right.
You know, like I think the church is getting too like progressive or whatever, but it's kind of cool. I mean, like if that attracts people to the Word of God, I guess. I mean, like, why not? But this priest, he does a great mix. And then he also had his headphones blessed by the Pope. It's kind of funny. I don't know. I know a lot of people maybe don't know about that story, but it's kind of cool. But if you look
Pope's
up,
a
like,
creep.
If you look up the EDM priest Rio de Janeiro, you will find it. It's pretty cool.
The Pope's a creep.
I can't call the kettle black, man.
All right.
I'm the patron saint of choir boys.
Yes, you are. You're the supreme leader.
Oh, my God. And right when you said that, I looked just fucking like him.
All right. You got anything else?
Nope.
Let me look through here real quick.
Did I show you those hoodies I got me and my daughter?
No.
The ice baby ones.
All right, wait. I got one more clip here. It's this dude. He looks like he's a, I don't know if he's a Jew, but he went on the View and pissed everybody off. It's funnier if you see it in video because the faces they make.
February is still Black History Month. And when it's Native American History Month, or it's Chicano or Latino History Month, we're going to celebrate those too.
I think we should celebrate White History Month too. I mean, the Industrial Revolution, much of modern science, technology, and infrastructure, all of it were pioneered by white people, not to mention the best countries on the planet being white countries. So I think we should celebrate White History Month, and obviously it should be July. Summer is in full swing. The barbecue is crackling with juiciest steaks, okay? The lemonade, so cold, is practically sweating. And the sweetest smell, oh, the sweet smell of freshly cut grass, all of that just screams white.
I love that guy. He so what he does is he like inserts himself into clips.
Oh, he faked that?
Yeah.
I was going to say that motherfucker's haircut is terrible. so he faked that. Okay, never mind.
He's got even better clips than that one.
Okay. Well, yeah,
but he was right. Like, honestly, that is exactly when White Month should be. It should have all of that, like the cold lemonade, the grilling and the barbecuing, fresh cut grass. Dude, that's If that ain't America, I don't know what it is.
Hey, I'm like Morgan Freeman. I don't want a White History Month. You know? I'm grateful for every day. I don't need a fucking month.
But if you have to pinpoint it, I think that he makes the perfect point.
Okay.
I sent you the picture of the ice baby. It's on the our Zoom chat.
All right. Our Zoom chat. Oh, I don't know how to use this shit.
Oh my God, dude.
All right, listen. You ready to wrap it up? Yeah. I'm not putting this out tonight either. I'm going to put it out in the morning. So, I'm going to go to sleep. All right, any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, email us at conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, YouTube, all that. Text or voicemail 313-583-7646 or 31 flu frog 6 FLU as in the Wuhan flu from China.
And if you want to see the front of my computer tower, go to conspiracy.
Well, tell them your Instagram. They can hit you up.
Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm, and I will have the full HD picture of this messy front face of the tower.
Always got to be a creep. It's all right. We all have our vices, right?
Yeah, put a little rock under your pillow, make you uncomfortable.
Ah, shit. All right. Got anything else? All right, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark. Thanks for listening. Wuhan flu from China.
And if you want to see the front of my computer tower, go to conspiracy.
Well, tell them your Instagram. They can hit you up.
Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm, and I will have the full HD picture of this messy front face of the tower.
Always got to be a creep. It's all right. We all have our vices, right?
Yeah, put a little rock under your pillow, make you uncomfortable.
Ah, shit. All right. Got anything else? All right, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark. Thanks for listening.